Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Kopin Limited Q1 FY25 conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star and zero on a touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Hrishikesh from B&K Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of B&K Securities, I welcome you all to Q1 FY25 earnings conference call of Kopin Limited. Hope everyone is in good health and doing well. On behalf of Kopin today, we have with us Mr. Surendra Somani, Executive Vice Chairman, Mr. Ajit Jain, Chief Operating Officer, and Mr. Sanjay Doshi, Group Advisor. I now hand over the call to the management for the opening remarks, post which we'll open the session for Q&A. Over to you, sir.
A very good evening and a warm welcome to all of you to this investor call for Kopin. I will first give you a brief overview on the quarter one results. The consolidated turnover for the quarter ended June 2024 was rupees 139.43 crores. The corresponding consolidated turnover for June 2023 was rupees 117 crores. The consolidated profit for the quarter ended June 2024 was rupees 11.10 crores as compared to rupees 2.77 crores for the corresponding quarter. In terms of the business units, the API business, that is, the active pharmaceutical ingredient business, had a turnover of rupees 89.83 crores as compared to rupees 73.86 crores in the corresponding quarter of the previous year. We have improved our performance and will continue to improve in the subsequent quarters. Formulations. The turnover of formulations for the quarter ended 30th June 2024 was rupees 49.61 crores as compared to the corresponding quarter ended 30th June 2023, which was rupees 43.29 crores. The growth was marginal. As such, the first quarter of the year is historically a lean quarter for our formulations business. We continue to expand our capacities and automate to be cost competitive. Our focus area for formulation development continues with a higher focus on the various APIs which we are now developing and expect to commercialize in the next few months or years, which will lead to integration and make us cost competitive. For example, in the recent few months, we have taken validation batches for new formulations like rivaroxaban and bifenthrin, sitagliptin, metformin, losartan, etc. Panoni, I am happy to inform you that we have received the environmental clearance from New Delhi to operate the Panoli plant. This is from the Ministry of Environment. We now expect the consent from the GPCB in the next few weeks. We plan to start the trial or the validation batches manufacturing in the next couple of months. The vision of the company is to be a global pharmaceutical company, well integrated, with a focus on new products for deregulated markets. Let me give you as an example. We are planning to put up a vial filling line for the Fenams, which will be a forward integration for the sterile Fenams like Meropenem, Doripenem, and Ertapenem. This will insulate us from the price volatility of Fenams and also help increase our margins. So I thank all the investors for showing their faith in Copran and hand over for question answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from the line of Pawan Soni from Investment Analyst. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello. Am I able?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Could you please provide your revenue and margin guidance for the current year?
Pawan, sir, your voice is being muffled. Can you come closer to your handset and speak?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I'm audible. Could you please provide your revenue and margin guidance for the current year?
We maintain our guidance which was given in the last con call, which is about 18 to 20% of revenue growth and about 100 crores of EBITDA.
Okay.
Hello.
Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Darshan Zaveri from Kroon Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Yes.
Hope I'm audible. Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for taking my question. So I just wanted to know, sir, you've given the guidance for FY25. So now I think the Panoli plant will start next year, right, sir? So what kind of value addition, you know, in terms of revenue and margins could we see with the onset of Panoli plant? And just wanted to know, why are we guiding a bit lower on the margin front? Maybe, like, could we do better margins?
As far as Panoli is concerned, we have not finalized our plans for next year. So it would be premature for us to say anything on that. I think probably with next con call, we would be in a better position to give you guidance on Panoli plant as such.
Okay, so, and so just want to know, with Q1 being the lean quarter, we would also be able to do 13%, and right now our 100 crore margin guidance is also roughly 13%. So could we see, you know, maybe a surprise on the margins in the positive way?
I mean, if you look at EBITDA margins last year, it was about 12%. and the current quarter we have achieved is about 13%, and we are guiding is about 14%.
Okay, sir.
I mean, given the API where prices keep moving, so we want to be, equalizing everything and giving you a guidance. It may go up if prices, move forward.
Okay. Fair enough, sir. And sir, what would be our current capacity utilization?
Capacity utilization, as far as API is concerned, it's always fully utilized. It all depends, the turnover, etc., depends on what kind of product we are making. And as far as formulations are concerned, normally we do 75 to 90 crores in a quarter. This quarter it was about 50 crores, so it's almost like 60-55% of capacity.
So this will come back as the quarters go on, as you're saying, it was a lean quarter.
I'll give you a little breakup of division-wise margins for this quarter. In formulations, we did, as I said, 49.5 crores of revenue with EBITDA margin of about 11%, which was 17% in Q4 and 2.25% in corresponding quarter. Q4 margins were higher because of the volumes, because Q4 our turnover was 90 crores, so operating leverage because of that. EBITDA margins were about 17%. As far as API is concerned, its revenue is roughly about 90 crores with EBITDA margins of 14.11, which was in March quarter 6.44 and corresponding quarter 7.23. So on consolidated basis, it's, our EBITDA margin at the moment is 13.03. We aspire to be in the range of 14-15% in this year and slowly grow up, and our aspiration as far as EBITDA margins are concerned over a period of next 3-4 years is to reach about 20%.
Great, sir. That helps a lot, sir. That's it from my side, sir, currently. Thank you so much. All the best.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Rohan Patel from Turtle Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah.
I just wanted to know that what is your revenue target or the growth terms for next, say, 3-4 years in FY27 or FY28? Like, can we expect 1,200, 1,300 crores of top line?
Yeah, I think that's achievable.
And that's achievable.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you said that in next 3 years you also want to increase your margins to 20%, right?
Four to five years.
4 to 5 years. Okay.
That's what we are aspiring to do it.
4 or 5 years. Okay. And can we so the Panoli, the plant, will start contributing into our top line as well as bottom line from FY26, if I heard it right?
Yeah. I mean, it may add a little bit in this this year, but that would be hardly anything. So
yeah.
Meaningfully, next year onwards, it will contribute to top line.
Okay. And, if I heard it right, in earlier you mentioned that the production will start it within next 3 months. Is it right?
Yeah.
So you will be only having, say, 5 to 6 months of operation.
No. I mean, we are in August, September at the moment. So validation batches and trial runs will go in November, December. So you have about 3 months where also, it's more of production would be for getting approvals with vendors and authorities.
Okay. What kind of capacity utilization you are targeting in for FY26 for Padma? And what, like,
as I said, we are not. As I said, we are still in the working for making.
Okay.
So it would be premature for us to mention anything on that. We'll have more clarity by next con-call time.
Okay. And just if I can understand, with the product mix that you think will work out, what kind of optimum revenue we can generate from Padma? And what kind of margin, if you just can.
As I said, we have not worked out which products to be manufactured there between. We have to work out a combination of products between Mahad and this. So, till that we work out, I won't be able to say much on that.
Okay. But if you can just, you know, help us out.
Over a period of 2 to 3 years, it should give revenue of 200 to 300 crores. I'm in the ballpark, I'm saying.
Okay. And will that increase our margin profile, the product that you may target over there?
As I said, over a period we are looking at expanding our margins. So definitely the margins will be better, EBITDA margins. Then only overall increase will happen.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Our next question is from the line of Tushar from Yoga Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yeah.
Okay, sir, so I have a few questions on your Panoli plant. What was the cost for it?
It should be with pre-operating and everything about 50 to 60 crores.
50 to 60 crores. Okay, and by when do you think you will be you will get USFDA approval for this facility?
USFDA approval.
Yes.
It would be 3 years.
It would take you 3 years to get that approval.
I mean, you have to start productions, create data, etc.
Sir, let me clarify. Initially, we'll be doing validation batches. Those batches will be put on stability for 12 months at least. Then post that, we will have to make the drug master file. That whole process will take about 18 months. And after filing the DMF, we trigger the inspection through a customer, give or take 1 year. So a minimum time, I would say, would be 3 years for the USFDA approval of the plant, even if we trigger for one product. Am I right, Ajit?
Minimum 3 years.
Okay, sir.
UGFDA.
Okay. And so one last question. You mentioned that in 4 to 5 years, it's possible for you to achieve 1200 to 1300 crores. That's a wonderful goal for you. But I just want to know, like, what are the growth drivers that could help you achieve that turnover?
Basically, the therapeutic segments which we are focusing on, the chronic segments, cardiology, diabetes, and CNS. So it will be quite a bit of shift from our dependence earlier on anti-infectives to chronic products. So they will drive the growth. I hope you could hear me.
Hello, Tushar, sir.
Yes.
Can you hear?
Yes, I can hear you. Yeah, that answers my question. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Our next question is from the line of Mitesh from Verma Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. This is Mitesh from Burman Capital, by the way. I have a question on the 1200 to 1300 crore sort of numbers that earlier participants were discussing. So when you talk about doubling your revenue in 3 years time frame, what kind of assumptions go into it under our various segments? So APIs, formulations, for example, what kind of growth do you see in these individually? And also, since you are working on KSM as well, so want to understand if these will be for outside sales or in-house consumption. And if in-house consumption, then what percentage of APIs do you expect to be backward integrated completely?
Sir, firstly, let me clarify. As of now, we don't intend to sell any KSMs, which we will make. Whatever we make will be for our own consumption. The development and commercialization of KSMs will take some time, but it will make us competitive and help our growth. It will also reduce our dependence on China, which is a volatile market. So that is as far as KSMs are concerned. Regarding growth of APIs and formulations, I would put it that both are in the range of 15% plus minus. API would be more because of Panoli, but then if you talk about revenue booked in the books, in the next 3 years, a lot of the APIs may go into the formulations in our integration. So it depends on how you look at it, production versus sales.
Sir, did you say 15% kind of growth for API and formulations? I assume this for FY25. I was asking more from a 3 year point of view. Because console level you are guiding for doubling of profits roughly.
It's like this year it's like 18% around. Next year you'll have a higher growth in API because of Panoli starting. So next year and a year after that, if I say in 2 years we achieve about 200 crores turnover from Panoli, which is roughly about 30% of today's consolidated turnover. So that would be apart from our normal growth. So API would grow next year by about 30-35% and again 35% in year after that.
Got it. And how about formulation for FY26 and 27?
I think we are assuming about 15% kind of, 10-15% kind of a growth in formulation.
Got it. So the second question I have is on the kind of competitive strength that we have in some of the newer chronic therapies. So I understand traditionally our strengths have been in anti-infective. So as you foray into these newer molecules, are there any certain set of chemistries or certain other capabilities that give you the right to win and hence so basically want to understand your rationale to foray into it, because even though these are chronic therapies with slightly higher margin, the markets are still competitive. So what gives you the assurance to do well in the newer category?
Sir, this is a strategic decision based on various factors. Firstly, the chronic therapy within which cardiac, diabetes and CNS are the highest growth. Now within these therapies, we have selected the newer molecules which have just gone off patent or are going to go off patent in the next 2-4 years. Even in the CNS segment, we have selected molecules, some of which may go off patent in 2030. So these are all futuristic molecules. Why we have chosen to be in these molecules in terms of competition? Well, in some cases we are planning to make the KSM and also do the forward integration of making the formulations. So that will give us a slight edge over the other competitors. But the fact remains that there is no pharmaceutical product, when you talk about this, where there is a monopoly, unless it is under patent. So competition will be there. Whether you talk of anti-infectives or diabetes or cardiology or any other therapy.
I'll expand on that. We have already developed few products and which are the cost of which is as competitive as the market is. So we are quite confident that our product development would be competitive as far as costs are concerned. So we have no handicap as far as competing with other competitors.
Got it. One more question. What kind of pricing erosion do we typically see in our APIs on year-on-year basis on a blended level?
See, when you talk of the newer products, for example, if you talk of a ticagrelor, rivaroxaban, dapagliflozin, I mean, there will always be price erosion from the day one has launched till it becomes a stable price. The reason being that when the patent goes off, the price is 100 times higher. And gradually it comes down year after year or quarter after quarter. But then the chemistry also improves. Volumes improve, and therefore the volumes of KSM improve, and the prices go down. So when you talk of price erosion, there is actually, in terms of percentage, the margin doesn't reduce, but in terms of cost and price, both will reduce. It depends on product to product.
That's all right for the newer recent off-patent products. That's all right. I was asking more on established products like meropenem and atenolol, etc., which are your top products. Are you seeing some kind of pricing pressures also there because of competition from China?
I'll put our products into two categories. Some products are very stable as far as pricing is concerned, like atenol. There is hardly any movement as far as prices are concerned. So we are not seeing any price erosion in, say, ethanol or nitroxylene or biopenem, doripenem, etc. Few products are very volatile, which keeps moving, like meropenem, which keeps going up and down. There is no linear trend as far as always going down or always going up. Every month it keeps fluctuating.
Understood. I'll come back in the queue. Thanks a lot for answering the question.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Our next question is from the line of Julie. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity. You mentioned that we are planning to launch penems, around 3 penems. So how big is this opportunity for us? And also, how much addition do we expect in the top line after 1 to 2 years?
Sorry. I think you are talking about the bioline, the penems are already launched. We already manufacture and sell meropenem, altapenem, doripenem, biapenem, ferupenem. Yeah. All these products we are already manufacturing and selling as API.
The lines that we are adding, how much will that help us get incremental revenue?
The revenue of the API will go down and the revenue of the formulations will increase. Only the additional margin of the formulations will be the add-on to the top line.
I think the whole objective is twofold as far as vial filling line is concerned. One is it insulates us to some extent from day-to-day volatility in pricing of penems. Because at the moment we are selling it to all vial filling players for which you have to compete with other manufacturers. Once we have our in-house lines, that competition we can avoid. So there would be a better insulation as far as pricing of these products is concerned. Second thing is it gives us value addition of formulations because we would be selling it as a formulation, so that value addition will also increase. And there would be a stability of market for us in terms of volumes.
Okay. So my next question would be, like, as much as I understand, cardiac segment, like, overall industry data shows that the cardiac segment is facing a lot of competition in the recent times, and margins are shrinking. We see that volume growth has seen some reduction. So how do you think we'll be able to succeed with new launches, and, you know, how do we weather through these competition?
Ma'am, what you are referring to is the domestic market for formulations. Fortunately, we are only in the export market. We don't do any domestic sales of formulations. And the market is huge. We are comparatively one of the players who do not control the market, but who are not affected also.
Okay. And so what are our CAPEX plans for the next 2 to 3 years? If you can just give me a ballpark figure.
Our biggest CAPEX plan is just now finishing, which is Panoli, which we mentioned is between 50 to 60 crores. Then we will be adding the vial filling line project, which would be maybe another 30 crores or so, or maybe more. We are still at the stage whether to decide whether we do two lines or one line, so that is under finalization. And there is a continuous CAPEX of upgradation of plant in terms of automation and increase in capacity. So over the next 3 years, you could see a CAPEX of a little more than 100 crores.
Okay. And so as we plan to backward integrate our facility, how much do you think that will reduce our dependency on China? Like once it's 55, how much dependency should reduce?
I cannot often give you a percentage, but gradually, I don't have a percentage, but as I said, gradually and definitely, the entire Indian pharma industry, thanks to the support of the government, will be gradually reducing the imports from China. You may be aware that the government came out with a PLI scheme for various products. The projects are still under installation. So it may take 5 years, 7 years, I cannot make an exact guess. But just as we are also planning to make some CSMs, everybody is planning. And there are many independent manufacturers coming up to manufacture the key raw materials in India, even though they don't make the API. So this is happening definitely, but over a period of time.
Okay, that's all from my end. Thank you.
Pardon?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. Our next question is from the line of Mitesh from Verma Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks again. So my question is, what is your product concentration and customer concentration of top 5 molecules and customers respectively?
Which category you are saying? Formulations or preparing or what?
Basically, molecule-wise, customer concentration you can share separately. So I understand meropenem is 20% of your sales.
Yes.
And ethanol is roughly 14-15% of your sales. So likewise, the remaining three molecules would they add up to another 20-25%?
Other three molecules will add up to about 15-18%.
So basically top five is roughly 50-55%. And what would this be in terms of customer concentration for top five APIs and top five formulations?
So there is no, these are not like with one customer or two customers kind of.
Got it.
Meropenem, India, we are selling to every player. So there is no customer concentration as far as molecules are concerned.
Understood. And among these top products, top five or at least the meropenem and ethanol, do you see the markets being stable in terms of demand requirement and competition and pricing as well? Or is there any risk of too many competitors entering, like we have seen recently in some of the big molecules? So how do you see the entire competitive dynamics playing out?
Sir, as far as ethanol is concerned, there are no new players which are coming in. And the last player who is exiting is Teva, who is going to work with us. So ethanol, there is no new competition, we expect. Meropenem is one of the products of the Penem family. And Penem is a fourth generation antibiotic. And there are newer Penems which will come also in the next 5-7 years. So there will be players. Some may enter, some may exit also. It depends on the size of the player and his competitiveness. And that is one of the reasons that we want to forward integrate and also maybe backward integrate into due course so that we continue to be competitive and be part of the growing Penem market. The Penem market overall is growing, especially in the third world.
Got it. And sir, in terms of our global positioning in both these molecules, what would be our scale compared to, let's say, some of the largest players in both of these?
In terms of ethanol, we are the second largest in the world. IPCA is the largest. And so that's the situation, and we don't see anybody else new coming in there. And as far as Meropenem is concerned, in India there are 4-5 players. I mean, if you look at larger companies, Aurobindo is there. Then Rajasthan Antibiotic or Sterile Amia and Sun Pharma too, but they are not big in open market. And Gland Pharma. At the moment, we have a higher share in Meropenem business for last 6 months. And the market is growing as far as Meropenem is concerned in India.
Understood. Thank you, sir. I'll again come back.
Thank you. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
I would just like to thank all the investors and those specifically who have asked questions, because that shows their interest in the company and its future. And we can commit to see that we grow and ensure that we live up to the image, we live up to the expectations of our investors. Thank you so much.
Hello, sir. There is one question from Rohan. Should I take?
Yes, please.
Okay. Next question is from the Rohan Patel from Turtle Capital.
Thanks for the follow-up question. Last call, you mentioned that you know that your commercial orders would be starting for ethanol in US, if I'm right.
Ethanol.
And you were planning to supply somewhat 60 to 70% of the requirements for one of the large MNCs. So can you just explain like what's happening over there, any progress over there, and what kind of product that is?
So this we were referring to, I think we clarified last time. So pertains to one of the largest users of ethanol, which is Teva. Teva is one of the big generic companies in the world. They were manufacturing earlier, which they are stopping now, and we have supplied some material. They have taken the validation batches and they are waiting for their permission for the change of vendor. They have already placed some orders with us, and gradually over the next 6 months to 1 year, we expect the complete business to be routed to Copra.
And can you just give us the idea, like what, how big that business could be for us?
Say around 25-30 tons.
25 to 30 tons, if I
get it
right.
12% of our capacity.
12% of your capacity, okay. Yeah. Oh, that was wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Copran Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.